Hello. I risked it all for a chance at greatness. But stuff still happens. So what's up? Hey, maybe we should do the 4-day work week after all. Finally, please. So every time that we study 4-day work weeks, we learn that it's good and we should do it. But let's talk about it some more. In 2022, the UK conducted a study with 61 businesses trying a 4-day work week. And 89% of them were like, yo, this rules. They decided to keep the policy, keep it rolling, and they were citing improvements in business stuff, gains in productivity, employee retention, happiness, hiring, all sorts of things. Just all going up because we're not being forced to work an arbitrary number of hours that were chosen by the people who profit off of our labor. Huh. So this consultancy did a follow-up with these companies who participated in the study and queried how they're doing and checked in on the employees and whatnot. Guess what? They're still happy with it. Very happy with it. In fact, 100% of the managers and CEOs they worked with said it had a positive or very positive impact on the company. 100%. Now look, very obviously, a 4-day work week or changing up work schedules does not apply to every single position ever. There are jobs in which you have to actually be present. Yes, but those people should be paid more and not required to work the vast majority of their waking hours as well. Because hey, something about waking up every single day and spending the majority of my life making somebody else rich, only to ultimately hope that one day I'll be able to retire for a few years before I die, doesn't sound like a life. But what do I know? I'm just alive. Are you familiar with Joseph Latipo? If you are, I'm sorry. If you're not, I'm gonna make your life just a little worse. Joseph Latipo is the Surgeon General of Florida, the state that's currently having a measles outbreak. Joseph Latipo encouraged people to not get COVID vaccines as a public health official. Joseph Latipo has told parents that their unvaccinated children can continue to go to school in person during this measles outbreak. As a reminder, the average measles patient infects about 18 other people. It's that kind of contagious. It's also extremely preventable. Like, so ridiculously incredibly preventable. Yeah. But old Surgeon Joseph is far more interested in maintaining his, like, anti-Fauci, weird right-wing conspiracy approach to things than actually being a public health official. Because that is the state of politics in the United States of America. Nice. I'm not making this up. Like, this dude went on Steve Bannon's podcast and talked about how COVID vaccines are the Antichrist separating us from God. This man is a public health official of a state where people live. Quote, I encourage everyone to repeatedly punch themselves in the dick on loop forever. I don't know if he said that, but it sounds like something he'd say. He's been hemming and hawing about the mRNA vaccines and just basically spewing every anti-vaxxer thing on the books while also just generally being unhelpful. There's no point to this story aside from what the fuck? Like, no one's winning here. Children just have the measles now. That's the story. That's where we're at. It's just an outbreak among our children of an incredibly destructive disease that's highly contagious. No cause for concern, says the public health official. Speaking of anti-vaxxers, Robert F. Kennedy is running for the presidency for some reason. And for also some reason, his campaign decided to launch an AI chatbot. I've already talked about AI chatbots before and how they're always a good idea. And just like the rest of them, this one was definitely a good idea. Oh, it's offline. They took it down because it was a bad idea. So Robert F. Kennedy, he's running as a Democrat against Biden, but he's also like a weird anti-vaxxer. Like, he's a piece of don't support Robert F. Kennedy. I know it sounds appealing. He's not Biden and he sometimes says some words that sound kind of good sometimes. The dude's a conspiracy theorist out the wazoo. Like, he's broken. So much so that when they launched this chatbot to try to interface with his potential supporters, explain issues to them, talk about what he stands for, they trained it on his website and his materials, and then the chatbot turned around and was like, yeah, dog, he is strongly anti-vax. The chatbot insisted that Robert F. Kennedy strongly held that vaccines cause autism. It's trained on his material. But all of this takes a little bit of a backseat to the fact that they were making a chatbot using ChatGPT, and you're not allowed to do that for political purposes. That is against their terms of service. I lied to you. They weren't using ChatGPT. They were using Microsoft's Live Chat AI product, which in turn uses ChatGPT. So to get around the limitation of not being able to use ChatGPT for political reasons, they just found a loophole. and used the Microsoft backdoor into ChatGPT to make one. And now it's offline. Because weird, making a politically motivated AI chatbot is a bad idea, as would be voting for Robert F. Kennedy. And also, don't vote for Marianne Williamson either. She's also a piece of shit. Y'all, don't fall for these grifters. I'm not saying that Biden's good. I'm just saying just because they're an alternative to Biden doesn't mean they're good. They're mostly bad. Might I remind you that Donald Trump was also a political outsider. Here is an update on the ongoing genocide in Gaza. The United States administration, via Vice President Kamala Harris, has made a statement saying that there is a potential six-week ceasefire in the works and that Israel has essentially agreed to it. They're saying that it is now up to Hamas to agree to the deal, which is kind of a shitty setup. Like a backhanded sort of like, well, it's on you, especially because Israel has essentially accepted it. What the fuck does that mean? The ceasefire would last for 6 weeks and it would allow for aid and hostages to be swapped. It's not what needs to happen, but it's better than nothing. I'm trying not to miss the forest for the trees here, but I just don't see Israel changing their stance. Like, they're not gonna stop doing this. They just got done massacring over 100 people who were just trying to get flour. Like, people were crowded for humanitarian aid, trying to get flour so that they could have some food. And IDF soldiers unleashed a barrage of bullets on the crowd. Just innocent people trying to get food. Massacred. Over 100 dead. And then an AP photographer posted a photo of a group of women IDF soldiers taking a selfie in front of the rubble that was once Gaza. Fit check for the genocide. I do not exactly know what is gonna happen here. I doubt it's going to result in an actual ceasefire, but I mean, there's not much hope right now. Anything that's in the direction of general movement is better than more bombs. No, but we're definitely gonna be getting more bombs. Lightning round. Remember like a couple weeks ago, last week? Time is an illusion. When AT&T like had a hard network outage, the Attorney General of New York is now probing that. The University of Maryland is canceling like frat and sorority events because they're like, hey, please, please stop hazing people. I think I saw a movie about that once. Moving over to the University of Florida, they've had to cancel all DEI programs and fire any DEI employees due to a new state law that bans diversity and inclusion efforts. You know, the thing that a lot of Floridians really need right now. Removal of diversity initiative, not, you know, insurance. During a statement about aid, Biden mixed up Gaza and Ukraine twice. And finally for today, nowhere is safe, as Golden Corral has been hit with a massive cyber attack that leaked a bunch of data about their employees and dependents and whatnot. I shouldn't laugh. That's really bad for the people who work there, but Golden Corral data breach was not on my bingo card. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Stuff Keeps Happening. Head to stuffkeepshappening.online for sources, bonus content, and a link to my brand new merch store, shop.endeavorance.camp. You can grab yourself the brand new Skulls Keep Happening sweatshirt. Get all cozy while being a pirate. Hell yeah. My name is Endeavorance. I'll be back on Thursday. Take care and be well.